Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Rather eventful Sunday of NFL action. And don't you worry, on this show, we got you covered every which way. We'll get to the joke, the laughing stock, the embarrassment. That is Jason Garrett and the Dallas Cowboys. And don't tell me culture does not matter. Don't tell me coaching does not matter. You look at the talent base that Philadelphia had compared to what Dallas was putting on the field. And for the life of me, explain how Philadelphia, with all the injuries they've had this year, now controls their own playoff destiny next Sunday at MetLife Stadium. We'll get to that. We'll get to the other dumpster fire in the AFC, better known as the Cleveland Browns. Rats jumping off the ship there, my goodness. So we'll run around the league. We'll do what we do. Let's start first here with the Giants. We'll get to the Jets in a little bit. We're going to start with the Giants. This should be a day that is celebrated, but it won't be. And I think for a good majority of Giant fans, there will be, waking up Monday morning, this state of conflict, this state of bewilderment to how exactly you approach what you saw Sunday against the Washington Redskins. Because although there were many elements in the ballgame Sunday that should have you smiling, that should have you encouraged, at the end of the day, the end result from a win-loss perspective ends up being a negative in the quote-unquote chase for chase. I think many Giant fans were of the mindset that a loss on Sunday would be a good thing for the franchise. It would help their chances of landing Chase Young. It would get this sort of premier pass rusher on this team that, let's be honest, has been lacking for a long, long time since the days of Justin Tuck and OCU Manura. You want to tell me Olivier Vernon? Look, never lived up to the billing here in New York. But we know when the Giants have been right, when the Giants have had a championship-caliber team, they've always had that dominant pass rusher. If you would have lost to the Redskins on Sunday, it would have set up beautifully the idea of Chase Young as a New York Giant in Vegas's 2020 NFL draft. Now that dream feels like a total pipe dream because Washington will be ahead of you in the pecking order. But that's the negative from Sunday. The idea that even in a win, it ends up being a loss. That said, I can't look at Sunday from a Giants standpoint and tell you it's a total out-and-out loss of a day. Because that's simply not the case. As the Giants win in overtime over the Washington Redskins, shootout, back and forth type of game. Well, let's be honest, defense was totally optional, 41-35. But the storyline from a positive standpoint is twofold. One, you had the return of Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, who had missed the last couple weeks with the injury, missed the Philadelphia game. He missed the game last Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. And you had to wonder, how exactly would he finish up his rookie campaign? Would he still have you, dare I say, leaving with that sour taste in your mouth? Or would it remind you of what you saw last year with Sam Darnold, where, folks, Sam Darnold missed a couple of games. It turned out to be the best thing for him because he came back, end of the year, played great. Had a great game against the Texans, a come-from-behind win against Buffalo, almost out-dueled Aaron Rodgers in a great shootout in Week 16. And those positive vibes were there about the legit quarterback going into his second season. Well, remember the last time we saw Daniel Jones on a field? Turnovers were an issue. The snowy conditions of MetLife Stadium, and his performance was not where it needed to be. Well, on Sunday, Daniel Jones could not have played better. 28-42, 352 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. That is, statistically speaking, as good a game as Daniel Jones could play, as he becomes the fourth rookie quarterback in NFL history with 5 touchdown passes in a game and becomes, get this, the first rookie ever to go for 5 touchdowns, 350 yards without throwing the interception. That's the sort of performance that not only opens your eyes, it's the sort of performance that has you saying, you know what? Dave Gettleman may have gotten a lot wrong in his first couple years running the New York Giants. We can go through it. The list goes on and on. The Leonard Williams debacle, the way Beckham and Collins were handled, not even the idea that they're gone, just the whole manner in which he went about trying to build the football team, not having that sense of direction, not having much of a plan. When you get the quarterback right, though, everything becomes suddenly a whole lot easier to process. Your job performance looks a heck of a lot better when you got a guy to sling it. One narrative that was out there last year with Daniel Jones is the idea that the Giants reached to get him. With the way he has played in his rookie season, here's where I got to defend Dave Gettleman. I can't come on the air and tell you it was no longer a reach. You know, I can't come on the air and say, oh, it was a mistake. How could you? They got the quarterback they wanted. The quarterback has looked the part. The quarterback has played the part. He looks like a player who should have a pretty bright future in this league. 23 touchdown passes, the most amongst NFL rookies this season. If this season's takeaway, if you could find something in what has been another vile and rotten and, for the most part, an unwatchable Giants season, if you come away with the grand take that Daniel Jones can play and has a chance to play at a pretty high level in this league, that's a start. And then it will be about putting the right pieces around him. The other big takeaway from Sunday's game, and the narratives around Saquon Barkley, the way I saw it, were getting entirely overblown. Saquon Barkley coming back off the injury clearly took him a couple weeks to be the Saquon that we remembered at the beginning of the year and the Saquon we remembered going back to last year. And I understand that they have put themselves in a position by drafting a running back second that there is this like Hall of Fame type of expectation that's attached to Saquon Barkley. And you know what? It's totally fair. It's totally justified. How that will play out over the years to come remains to be seen. But you were reminded on Sunday, when he is right, when he gets going, how special, how dynamic, and how explosive a two-way threat he can be as a part of your offense. I hate the people calling this guy a total bust, and I've heard some of that recently, which is like blasphemy as far as I'm concerned. Blasphemy. The guy has had two very productive seasons in the NFL. The guy handles his business the right way. He's a pro's pro. Love everything about the kid. And I wasn't one of the guys leading the charge and leading the pom-poms for the Giants to draft him at two. But in case you were maybe wondering about what kind of talent Saquon Barkley may be and what he brings to the table, go back and watch the tape Sunday and see how explosive he was and how dynamic he was all over the field, making plays, making things happen. Sunday may ultimately be remembered as a major loss from a Giants standpoint, because if Chase Young ends up being the sort of player that many, including myself, are making him out to be, it will not be a pleasant sight seeing him chase Daniel Jones, maybe, for the next decade as a premier pass rusher in this league, knowing how much and how the Giants have been in demand of that sort of player for a long, long time. On the flip side, even when a win is a loss, to get the performances out of Jones and Barkley, that should be a springboard for the 2020 season. These guys playing together, these guys growing together, and getting the Giants out of this franchise funk that they've been in for quite a while. You hope Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are two guys that, dare I say, help them snap out of it. 217. Here on this Monday morning, it's JJ after Derek Janji Stremski right here on the Fan, 877-337-6666. So Giant fans, conflicted over the win, I'm sure. I'm sure you're thrilled about Daniel Jones and Saquon. Should be. The idea of losing out on Chase Young, not the best. A lot more Giant reaction. We'll get to the Jets and their win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Credit Beningo on that. Told me Friday when we were doing the first 20 minutes of his show, he said, JJ, Jets going to win. He was spot on. Give credit where credit is due. And then we'll get to the rest of the league. The Cowboys, the Browns. How about the Bears having to watch Patrick Mahomes? Counting the amount of picks he went in the NFL draft a couple of years ago. As you're sitting there watching Mitchell Trubisky. Those Goose Islands would be going down. And they'd be going down a big way if I were a Bear fan. But hey, it's the giving spirit, right? Holiday season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.